The goal over here is before you daven, a person should not have anything which is going to distract him. Aleph, kashul mispalo lo yechus biyadu tefillin. You can't hold tefillin. Meloy sefer mekisvei hakadosh. So these are things that you do not want to drop. So you're going to be focusing on holding. They're focusing on making sure the items don't drop. So that's going to distract you from your davening. If you'd have a bowl which is full of food, sakin, and not a knife which might, if it drop, it would hurt you. Umos or money, you're afraid you're going to lose the money. A kikar or bread which it falls, it gets meas on the ground. And they shall leave a lay and you put all these things the person is focusing on, they shouldn't fall. He's going to be distracted, and therefore he's going to, that will diminish his kavanah. Holding the lulav is mutter, even though I don't want my lulav to drop. If my lulav is going to drop, it's going to become hustle, and therefore I'm going to be very careful and focus on my lulav. So the chari, it should be considered a teared up. But since there's a mitzvah to hold, Chazal said there was a mitzvah to actually hold the lulav. There are some people which are noyig to hold the lulav the whole day, not just b'shas the mitzvah. So that was the mitzvah. So it seems to be Chazal said you're going to allow you to do it. Now I'm not sure why it isn't a tirda, because also it's not considered a tirda. I don't know, nowadays people get quite intensely nervous about dropping their lulav. Okay, Mishabur Aleph Kishumi Spalo, Pshimagadam Kasa the Huadin Mishas Kriya Shema Pesukah Zimra. You should not be holding these items during Kriya Shema and Pesukah Zimra. These things should, you know, will distract you. You shouldn't be holding not tefillin. Oh yeah, here's a bit of yabbit in Tzarech Lachzor the Spalo. These things do not require you to read daven. Unless he realizes that because of this situation or whatever the reason is, he was not mechaven in the first bracha, so then he has to go back. The minhag was to hold the sefer Torah when you said that tefillah. It's going to distract you from saying the tefillah. The kibun the kavanasa oz the spala aloim de haTorah. Since the reason, so what shot in the minute the people had to hold the sefer Torah when they said you can perkon, since they're davening for those who learn Torah, okay, masik a sefer Torah biyodoi, so you're holding the sefer Torah as a representation of the tefillah. Well, let's ensure you're not holding the sefer Torah to protect the sefer Torah, you're holding the sefer Torah it should be part of the tefillah. So and we look at it that its role is to in some way enhance the tefillah. So it's not considered to be that it's something that will distract you. I don't know if you say, wow, well, the Torah, which represents learning. So that's going to enhance what you're focusing on. He compares it to the lulav. So I somehow or other, I almost understand the case better than the lulav case. Because over here, it's very specific. You know, if the idea is to daven for the people who learn, and the Sefer Torah represents that, so the person will stop for a second, wow, I'm holding the Sefer Torah, and he'll think, why am I holding the Sefer Torah? Because I'm davening for those who learn Torah. So every time he thinks about the Sefer Torah, it'll remind him about what he's davening for. It'll enhance his tefillah as opposed to diminishing his kavanah. Okay. So, and the same thing by Mevorach HaMachadish, the idea behind holding the Sefer Torah, as it were, sort of gives a cheshivas to what we're davening, so the Sefer Torah is there to be enhanced the tefillah, so that's why it's mutter. Well, Sefer, you can't hold any one of the Sefer HaKadosh, who didn't call us from Shalom, which would be true, any Sefer that we have, which we hold is significant, so you don't want to drop it. Kar Malaya, Shalibo Yaleh, Shal Yishapach B'Melech, he doesn't want to spill the soup, the container of food. Okay. He's afraid that if he lets go of the sock, and it could fall down and hurt him. So that's definitely distracting. But most, he's worried about the money. Shall you spouse it? If he drops it, it'll spread out and he'll lose the money. Vafim heim surim. What about a case where they're not going to spread out because they're tied up inside of a handkerchief or something like that? Torah shall you over. He's still worried if it falls down and it'll roll away. So unless we're talking about he's holding it in such a way that it there's no reason why you'd be afraid that it would fall and be lost. So you can't be focusing on holding a child while you're davening because it's going to be focusing on the child. It sounds like you can't even put the child in front of you to watch the child. You put them down, you watch them, they shouldn't fall off the chair. You're busy focusing on the child, not on the davening. Most of kikar. So money and the bread. So over here, either the item will be lost, the soup will spill, the bread gets damaged when it falls, the money will get lost, or the knife will hurt him. I was sure there were mutar lechas, other things which are not chashev, but he's not really worried about them dropping. And so the fact he's holding it is not considered a problem. Some say, no, really, you should not be holding anything when you shas your daven. So therefore, a person really shouldn't be holding, preferably a person shouldn't be holding anything at all when he's davening. So the Magen Ram says it's mutter, and the Taz says it's aser, and the Shabur doesn't seem to make a final hakra, so it would be preferred if not necessary not to hold something. Because shaliba leim, the shaliba leim, tzarchi inim mutter likach tefillin sefer torbi yoder hechad mizyarish min neaganovim deafshad the tirule. Prima Gadol says maybe in a situation where we're afraid if he puts it down he's worried about it be getting lost or damaged or stolen. So in a certain sense you'll end up. So he's saying maybe it's mutter chazar matter, the safety of the safer Torah or the tefillin chazar matter to daven holding it. I mean, I would have argued that you could have argued a second point. He'll be distracted either way. If he's worried about the tefillin being stolen when he puts it down, whether he's holding the tefillin or putting it down, it'll still be torah. He's holding the tefillin, he's worried about dropping it. Putting it down, he's worried about being stolen. So you don't get anything, you might as well have him safe. Mishabur Sakatan Sadi Vav Sakatan Zain. So Mutter Lechais, he's Mutter to Lulu Bisman is Mutter to hold. Double Sefer Ala Oritz Veda Yochel Lechavein. When a person drops a Sefer, so you can't have a Sefer on the ground. It's improper to have a Sefer on the ground. If that bothers him, he can't focus. He's bothered by the fact that there's a Sefer on the ground. So Mutter Lechbiyoi. So you're allowed to go and pick up the sefer, but you should wait till you finish the bracha, and then you can step out to where the sefer is and pick it up, But if it doesn't bother you, I mean, maybe it should, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. You have to be honest. If it doesn't bother you, so you can't pick it. You shouldn't interrupt to pick it up. You can't signal to somebody to pick it up either. You can't do any signaling during Shemoneh Esrei. When he's babble, a person said a davening Shemoneh Esrei, let's say instead of davening it, by heart, and then he got confused. You're allowed to walk to where you know there's a sitter. And get a sitter to be able to now correct yourself. Now, the lashon sounds like all here. You can't start looking around the shul for a sitter. If you know specifically where a specific place where there's a sitter, you're allowed to walk to them. You can't start running all over the place looking for a sitter. but that is mutter. You're allowed to walk there. Now, interesting question is. A few interesting questions over here. Let's say that you have a situation, a person started davening and he got confused. He didn't have a sitter. So he has a choice to walk to where a sitter is or to signal for somebody to give him a sitter. So he said before, you shouldn't signal. You also shouldn't walk. So what's better? Should he signal to somebody to bring him the sitter, or should he walk there himself? What's better? So the most of their shoe, he brings that it's better you should signal to somebody to it's better you should signal someone to bring it to you rather than walking. Okay, that's number one. Number two, so when you do walk out of this spot where you get the sitter, so what should you do then? Should you stand there or should you go back to where you were? So he brings to Chaim Kanievsky that if that spot is a spot where you're not going to be interrupted, etc., bothered, so you should stay there. It means you go back to the back storm shrug and you take the sitter off, and there'll be people walking back in front of you all the time, so you're allowed to go back to where you were before. But if it's sitting on the table, it's just as a fine place to daven where you found the sitter is where you were, so you should stay where you are. You don't go back to where you were standing before. Mishnah Berurah says later on, the last point over here is Mishnah Berurah says later on a similar halacha to this. Let's say a person was in the middle of davening and he wasn't sure if he said something. He wasn't sure what the halacha is. Does he have to repeat or not? Go back or whatever it is. See, Mishnah Berurah says later on, you're allowed to go to the shelf and take the sefer off and look up the halacha. You can't speak, but you're allowed. You can't ask the shayla, but you'll be allowed to look it up. If that's not available, you're actually allowed to ask.
Well, you look, it's in the back of the art scroll. If you forget something.
Right, if you have an art scroll, right. So that's why they put it there, so that you shouldn't have the halacha. But you're allowed. I mean, that also means you're allowed to, as it were, interrupt your Shemoneh Esrei and go to the back and flip around so you find the halacha, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, and if you can't look it up yourself, or you don't, they say a person's not learned it, or he can't find the sefer, he's allowed to ask. I once had this, that somebody came to me in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and asked me a halacha shayla. I forgot what the situation was. But I realized that the person came to me to ask me a shayla, my pasuk, and then he went back to continue davening. I said, oh, he was Melech Monesri and he asked you to shayla. So that's interesting halacha. Beis.
So someone davened the Pesach Shmonesri in Shul, maybe it's not the long Shmonesri. Is it better for him to go get a sitter, or should he wait till someone finishes the signal?
He probably shouldn't wait. In that situation, if he could walk, he should walk. It's better to signal if you have both options right there in front of you. Don't have that option in front of you, so probably you shouldn't wait.
The design said it was for the lulav. So
what did Dr. Katz ask?
I mean, Mishnah Berurah looks like.
No, he's just discussing other halachas.
It looks like both the sif base.
Right, I think he's just saying,
What about the lulav?
The lulav, he thinks is self-explanatory. The Chazal said that, I think the way, like you saw from Mishnah Berurah before, that the logic behind the lulav was that if in some way it's enhancing your tefillah, it's not considered a distraction, it's considered enhancing the tefillah. So you have to understand that l'chara, what this concept of mitzvah would be, we look at the mitzvah during sukkah, is whatever you're doing with the lulav, it's some way that it enhances whatever you're doing. It's like the lulav is adding to your tefillah, then it makes sense.
He's saying it's a mitzvah.
Right.
But I mean, you're holding the whole arba minim? You're holding the whole arba minim?
Correct.
The whole arba minim you're holding? Wow.
Yeah.
I'd be torrid if I did that.
Dr. Cass wanted to know, in a case where I said if you have a choice between signaling someone to bring you a sitter or walking to get a sitter, it's better to signal. Well, let's say a situation where you got confused in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, but nobody else has finished davening yet, so you can't signal to anybody. Is it better to wait till somebody finishes to signal, or should you walk and get a sitter? So I said, in that situation, you should walk and get the sitter. Yeah. Beis, mutter lecha is machzor tefilas b'yadar b'shor shemispalo. The one that you are allowed to hold is a sitter. Since you're holding it for the purpose of the tefillah, it's not going to distract you. The same way by lulav, the holding the mitzvah, it doesn't distract. So that this is it was enhancing the tefillah. For sure, will not be a distraction.
Yeah, but
Alam ken hoye mamakam yuchud shu mukhon. Az mutalila fila besecha tfila kadei shu lispala mitoichet. Not else because you're getting confused. You decide, you know, it's better to daven from inside the sitter. But you start without a sitter, so what do you, then you start reaching around to grab a sitter. So it's better not to, unless you it's pretty much ready to pick up, so then you can pick it up to continue davening from inside the sitter. Because that itself you start looking around for it, that itself is distracting. Kosovataz. Do it in Yeshizar Lemisha Mispala Mitech Hasidr. A person who's davening from a sitter, but Yeshim Tchila Kolmakam Shatarli Spala Boisu Tefila Boichab Azachorim Bashashim Mispala. You know, in our Sidurim nowadays, our Sidurim are a little bit more benign than their Sidurim. You know, we spell out almost all of the Tefilas fully. Many of the Sidurim, because of the costs of printing, etc., they would not repeat Shemoneh Esrei three times by Shachris Mincha Marav. They would just put Shachris one time, and then you would go to Mincha, and you go back to the Shachris for Shemoneh Esrei. And if you needed to add Tochel Antonu, they put that by Marav, and you would start Shemoneh Esrei by Shachris, you go back to Marav Tochel Antonu, and then you go back to Shachris, and you go back and forth. And it was quite, so you should mark up all the places beforehand instead of flipping around while you're davening. That's considered right. That's considered distracting. That's going to be an interruption, which is going to diminish your concentration. So it's something which you're adding in, which you're not going to say no by heart. You can't just say you'll say it by heart. You need to find, and somewhere, and it's somewhere like you're not even where it is in the sitter. It's like you don't use it, you very rarely say it. So you start looking around for where that is. That's going to be distracting. So they would mark it off beforehand. The spala mitoicha v'nimsa b'achreinim shaf b'chazor s'shatz nochanu shi'ya sitter pazuch l'fana v'liyas ozl p'suk kuchos amasher marshatz. It just, it's really a side issue. We said that the sitter should be open, just the same way the Ramah seems to encourage. It would be proper to use the sitter if it's available. So within Chazar Shashatz, it's proper to follow inside the sitter what the Chazan is saying. Was makban on that. During Chazar Shashatz, he would always follow along the whole time inside of the sitter. But to just want to go, I want to go back to the Nofel Sefer Al Oritz Ben Yochel Chavin. So Mutal Hagbiya Kishesharim Bracha. So he said, if a Sefer falls and it's really distracting you, so you're allowed to pick it up. It sounds like it's only it's embarrassing to admit sometimes that it doesn't bother us. But if it doesn't bother us, we have no hetter to be mafsik because it doesn't. It's not distracting you. It should distract you, but it doesn't. You know, so you have to be honest about that point. So, which might be like a, unless you say you're so distracted by the fact that you're going to have to look like you're such a avriyan who doesn't care about sidurim falling, that's vaiter going to distract you. So that's vaiter mutter. Okay, I don't know. You know, you're distracted by the fact that you're not distracted because you look like you're not distracted. So it is an important point to just. To make sure that sidurim don't fall. Okay. As a person should daven in such a way that you shouldn't be in a situation where you're going to knock, you have a lot of storm on your table, and you just bump into something, and something's going to fall. That obviously would be careful. Every person should be careful. If we're so makbid over here about things not falling, obviously we shouldn't be davening like that.
I'm sorry.
I understand
the scenario in the Chabarin. It says, the
So the remorse is like this. You know, you started off davening without a sitter. Okay, so according to what the remorse is saying is that we encourage you to daven with a sitter. So you started davening without a sitter. We're going to be leaning in to let you go get a sitter. So now the. So he can't start searching around for it unless. So he starts looking around all his table to find where the sitter is. If he sees the sitter in a specific place, he can reach over.
Is he doing that then?
He's talking about a sitter, yeah.
Oh.
He can reach over to get the sitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought about some place in Shemesh.
Okay. Sari Zayin. Shal Yigayik Shal Yifayik B'Shasat Tefillah. Sif Alep. Lo Yigayik. What does that mean? Moitzi Migufar Lefiv Nefichah Mitarchsh Savoy Right to Belaz. So that's burping. Lo Yifayik is yawning. Pesach Piv Lo Hoitzi Ruach HaPeh. So a person should not do that. If he has sometimes a yawning, is you can't control it. It's not right to have put your big wide mouth open in the middle of, you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and you're like, you know, opening your big wide mouth. That doesn't very look very nice.
The heavy derech gasas of ruach.
Now, exactly, like some of the people they sit there with their hand on their chin, looks like they're a very important personage with their hand on their chin, you know, type of a thing. So that's a derech gasas to daven like that. So cut now the faik mitechernis. Who then begiuk mitechernis like he's sort of a person if is forced to burp. What's he supposed to do? The reason why I didn't mention, he said over, don't burp or don't yawn. Then it says, don't you, if you have to yawn because of an oinus, you should cover your mouth. He should also say, if you have to burp because of an oinus, you should cover your mouth. Maybe, a burp, you don't have to open your mouth wide. The issue here is that opening the mouth wide looks very insulting. Like this, no diving, big mouth, like what are you doing? But if it burp, you know, you don't have to open a gigantic mouth to let out the air. Also burp, it comes out and it's out. Whereas by the yawn, a lot of times the yawn can you can be stuck in a yawn for a while. So maybe that's why that's different. So he brings up that the Prima Gaudium suggests such a possibility. Sintera Hanolechi attacked in its lower jaw. Well, Chazon HaMoisim came b'shas ha-zemer, mutter. Apparently sometimes it helps the sound if they put it, hold it over there. So that's mutter. Sif Beis, also loy loruk, person not supposed to spit out during davening. Vim ef shaloy shaloy loruk, if it's, he finds that there's this, the large amount of saliva in his mouth, he finds it distracting and he's not able to swallow it, whatever reason. So he can take a garment and sort of spit it out into the garment. The person is a very sensitive person. He finds that would be disgusting to him. So he spits it out behind him. Now, if the people behind him find it disgusting, so it's very nice that you find it disgusting, but you can't disgust the people behind you either, you know. Mimi Yafshel Zarkal Acharov, if you can't do it behind him, Zarkal Smarla, you'd spit to the left, not to the right. Kolshkan Lefonim, also you can't spit forward, because it's like you're spitting facing the Shechina. Now, so he says you should do to the left and not to the right. So you have to explain something. The Ramo asks a question. We say when you take your three steps back, so you bow to your left. Why do you bow to your left? Because that's the right of the Shechina. So it means the left is right. So over here, why am I saying it's better to spit to the left than to the right? When over there we're saying the right, your left is really the right of the Shechina, and your right is the left of the Shechina. So why over there do we create our directions from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's vantage point, and over here we're creating our directions from our vantage point? So the Shechina is not fully down with us. So then we give a chashivas to Yamin over small. Okay, Abu Kishapaseya Sholosh Pesias. What's happening is Adam Marchik Atzma Mimokam Tilosu, who connected a Shechina. If you're noticing Sholosh Benim Smaller Sholosh, who connected Yamin Shalom Kadosh Baruch. Okay, fine. Zot Mishabura. Gimel, Lo Roik. Mikolsh also This applies not only to Shemoneh Esrei, but even to whatever you're saying in Elokein Hatzor. As long as you haven't taken your three steps back, you're still standing in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even if a person has finished davening, let's say a person finishes davening and he can't step back because the person behind him is still davening. So we'll see those halachos later on. So he's allowed to do other things because he finished one essay, but he's still standing with the Amalek, and so he can't just, you know, space out. He can say tell him, he can whatever he can do, but he can't. But he's still standing with the Amalek. He hasn't stepped back yet. If it's impossible for him to, so he shouldn't spit. So go weiter. If that's not possible, it's bothering him. And he'll find it distracting. So then we allow him to be mavliyah b'ksusoy. Racha rekika yamtin k'day hilot al adamas k'day hilot b'simen sanibayz sif tes. So we said before that in that situation, after he does, he shouldn't start davening right away. He should pause. And then he'll start davening. Because it shouldn't look like he's spitting. As some statement about what he feels about the davening. So he should do it shloyahinira. It shouldn't be visible. So he shouldn't do it in his upper garments, but it should be in a lower garment. This way it shouldn't be visible, because otherwise it's right or not proper to stand there in front of the king with this spit on you. So you would try and reach inside to your undergarment and do it onto your undergarment. Now, within a center shaloyim patzelis, the people would wear a handkerchief around their neck. A lot of people, so that the old timers, they would have this handkerchief hanging around their neck. Afshar roik nira afshar demutter kimish also lekach en ruish miyus. That's made for. It's made to use for these type of what you expect to read out of your body. That's you put into the handkerchief. Can't cause a morgan of rum. See, even though it's visible, he argues that it's mutter. You have to fold it over in such a way that where you spat into should not be visible. If he's an instance when a yochel avliya b'ksusoy, pirish shemos loy avliya b'ksusoy, he finds that disgusting. Or he can't hold on until he gets to that point. Or shuksus noah, it's a very nice garment. And that's, if we force him to do that, that's going to distract him. So zarkal achrav, you spit backwards. If you turn backwards, or shuzarkal b'yad alachrav, or you spit into your hand, then you use your hand to throw it behind. Now you spat on the base of Knesset onto the floor, so you would have to shmones esrei. You would have to clean it up or cover it up. You know, if it was a dirt floor, they would sort of like, you know, just rub it into the ground. I will look up imala shenira kekoifer. You can't do it upwards. So look like you're spitting upwards. That's obviously improper. Kol shkin lefonov yneishim ispalo shkin lefonov. You can't spit forwards either. He has no choice. This is all in the world, but that what they did was they didn't swallow. They used to spit out. They weren't used to the idea of swallowing. They had the spittoons, they spit out. So in their world, this is what the issue was. Nowadays, just swallow it. I don't see, you know, it's hard to say there's a heter for that nowadays. Yeah, sure, that time. So he says. So then he asked this question. We said that you should do specifically to the left, not to the right. And later on, we said that the left really is the right of the Shechina. So the Ramah quoted a teretz on the Beis Yosef that when you're really the Shechina is not mamish in front of you, but as you step back, what you're doing is you're recognizing whatever presence of the Shechina which was there. You're now leaving. V'yishamartam. Achronim tirtzu b'pshitas. They gave a different answer. The halacha b'shas v'kikosim esalik b'menu kavod hashkina. Because the kavod is in gimel, and he's kavod b'chubodim. When you are being roikek, what you're really doing is saying the shkina is not there. The shkina would actually sort of like step away for a second while you're doing that. Because that's like, when a person's doing their physical acts, so that's like, even the malachim sort of step away, like we saw in the back at Siman Gimel, when the person would go to the back bathroom, he would apologize to the malachim, leave me my space and let me do my thing, you know, the humans do, and we'll come back and get together after I finish. Therefore the Shekhinah steps away, so we look at him. However, they're talking about your davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Shekhinah is there, and you're leaving the presence of the Shekhinah, so you bow to the left, which is the Shekhinah's, the right of the Shekhinah. Okay, you mean the Shekhinah. Over there, you're taking leave of the Shekhinah. Who can I get a Shekhinah? Rasulam, and Shah, you know, Kerchog, come and also, all is base, Yishtakaboya, the Shakabas Negan Shekhinah, she the Malam Yasura, Kiloy lo yard de la Mata. The Shekhinah doesn't come to Mata Yasura, but your point is to bow to whatever presence the Shekhinah is there. So that's why you have to focus on where the Shekhinah is. Gimel, Imkina Oikatstoy, if he gets bit by he's getting bit by a louse. Yimashish, we begot of la Sira. You should. You want to pull it off of your skin. You should do it through the garment. Well, shul tisbal kavanosa, because that's obviously going to be distracting. So you're allowed to pause to do that. Avolo yisirana b'yod. You shouldn't take it off by hands, because it's considered unclean. The act of mafala is an act of unclean for your hands. You can take it off and throw it away if you need to. Finally, you should wash your hands afterwards. Okay. Yud Aleph B'yadoi. Vim Over in the Tol. If you did take it with your hands, Yishav Shev Yadoi B'Koysel or B'Davarach Kili Abasim Tzadi Beis Siv Vav. You can't go wash your hands in Milosh Menesrei, but you should rub your hands against something which will cleanse it. Simon Dalad Sif Yuchas. Mavursham, the Gabba Kinna Sark Little Yod of Mine. But a person touches, a Kinna has to wash his hands afterwards when they Ruach Rosh Hashar Al Yadayim, because the process of taking off the Kinnim creates a Ruach Ra. Kolshkinim, who cut him a Tvila, Sark Little Yod of Mine, if they have Tvila anyway, so, and it's before Davening, you have to wash your hands. Dalad, Nishma Talisa, Mimakaima Yachalim, Mashish Rel Zero. If your talis started moving out of place, you can move it back into place while you're Mushman Esrei. However, but if the whole talus fell off, you have to re-wrap yourself in the talus that you cannot do. Even though the roi fell off, you can put it back into place. And the same thing if the tefillin shifted out of place, you can put the tefillin back into place. So the loch is if the whole talus falls off, even though you're holding it in your hands, since you did not take it off intentionally, it fell off, you've stopped doing the mitzvahs. You have to do a new act of atifa, you put it back on. Well, you can't do atifa in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Tzeni yochol. Vim over v'isata, but if you did put it back on, you don't have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. You continue where you were. You will touch the talus and make a bracha. That we spoke about that sometimes maybe since the derech was bedafka to put it back on, so even though it fell off by itself, maybe you would not make a bracha in some cases. Zokin shemesim but the enayim shekarim bril. He's wearing eyeglasses. So their eyeglasses didn't have temples to hold them in place. It just basically said it was a pince-nez. If they're going to, the nature, by bowing down, they're going to fall off. So that's distracting. So you should tie them on. They shouldn't fall off. It shouldn't be a distracting. Tavi hafsik. If when the whole talus falls off, it's going to distract you that you're not wearing the talus, so you finish the bracha and put on that you're holding in, put yourself back on the talus, and you'll make the bracha after Shemoneh Esrei. just to hey. Noisim Masi Aksefov, Regias Mant Tfila, you're carrying something on your shoulders and it's time for davening. Pachas Mi'arba Kabin Mashila Lachura B'Mizbal. If it's a small amount, less than the amount of Kor Kabin, you can just lean it over your back and daven with it on. Arba Kabin Menichim Al Gabi Karka Mizbal. If it's larger, you have to put it down. Yadayin Al Yadei Gabi Karka, the Masi Shal Arba Kabin Im Hema Lov Mavatlin Kabin. If it's a very large amount, so it's distracting. Okay, so now it's an interesting question exactly how you, because normally we calculate this kavan is a measure of volume, not of weight. So the charge really should depend somewhat on the weight as well, you know, how heavy it is. Weather's distracting.